penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, baby, well, I'm mobile. Station calling, this is KF8EYL. I didn't quite get your sign there, but how are you doing tonight?
KF8EYL, yeah, doesn't seem to be night anymore.
Well, I'm just making my way down I-75 here. I come across the UP earlier, snowing to all get out. And it was down to a crawl, like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, it'll happen up there. You know, my grandma, she went to high school in Nishpeming, and she said, on her graduation day in June, they had a couple inches of snow.
Yeah, I'd believe that. I'd been up there for a couple weeks there. We hadn't gotten any snow for the 2 weeks I was there. We got some rain, and then, I need to drive back downstate here, and the whole way across the UP is just blowing snow, like practically blizzard. Like, man, I think I picked the wrong day here.
Yeah, I've done that before. I went to school in Michigan Tech, so spent plenty of times getting that blowing snow. But yeah, if I remember, you go somewhere near Escanaba, right?
No, I got a place just outside of Houghton there. I used to be a Michigan Tech guy, so. Got a cabin just outside of Houghton, and kind of go back and forth between there, because that's where we're going to retire in a few years, so I'm going up there, fixing the place up.
Is that Castle, or I can't remember what else is on the west side there. My family has a cottage off about an hour in the woods. You get out of Ishpeming, turn left, and drive an hour into the woods, and get a little cottage in a private lake.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Yeah, we're in Red Ridge, just 15 miles outside of Houghton there, where the steel dam is. You remember that?
It doesn't sound familiar, I don't know. Maybe I didn't get out enough.
Yeah, some people know it well, and other people have never heard of it. It's one of those things.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't doubt it. Probably didn't get out enough. No, I never. I don't know. I did some stuff more in Calumet and Copper Harbor, but so that didn't really get much on this side of the bridge.
So did you go to Tech there? Did you graduate? You went to Tech?
Yep, I was there for 4.5 years. Graduated and yep.
Yeah, I was there from 88 to 92. And then I went back in 2015 with the property and the place we're gonna fix up there, so yeah, it has a way of drawing you in.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not much for engineering jobs up there unless you want to work for the college. But, yeah, definitely had my fair share of the UP. We had the family cottage in near Republic there, and then we'd always go up to Unising or wherever, snowmobiling. So we definitely spent lots of time up there.
Actually, the jobs have gotten a lot better up there. There's several companies now. There's a space company making like thruster components for spacecraft. There's Calumet Electronics. They make all kinds of electronic components for all kinds of stuff. And yeah, there's a couple others. You know, pretty good high paying companies up there now. It's quite the booming place, actually.
Anyway, I think when I was up there, the only thing up there was GS Engineering. They did work. Actually, when I had an internship, they were one of our suppliers when I was at GIE doing vehicles, military vehicles. Yeah, there wasn't much unless you want to work for the college.
KF8EYL for ID. Yeah, I mean, that's the way it was when I was there, too. There was basically nothing. You graduated, and then you went elsewhere. That was for sure.
Yep. The funny thing is the out-of-state students were usually less of a drive than the in-state students, because they're all going either the Grand Rapids or Detroit.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's a different place today. They're trying to expand their curriculum. They've been hiring a lot more faculty. They've expanded into other realms, kind of a little bit outside of engineering now. And that was their gig. They wanted to expand from 6,000 students to 10,000 students by 2030. So they've been hiring faculty, and now there's a building boom. Yeah, it's a booming place.
Yeah, I think when I left, they were building the residence hall behind McNair, and then they hadn't even started the research facility out of the lake where they have the boat and everything.
Oh yeah, they've vastly expanded the east side of campus there again with another dorm and some more building and facilities there. Yeah, it's kind of crazy seeing it now. It still throws me when somebody says McNair, because when I stayed there, it was called Coed. It was like, that was a Coed Hall, East Coed. So when somebody says McNair, I'm like, wait, what are you talking about, McNair? My buddy's son does that, because he goes there. He's like, oh, I'm staying in McNair Hall. I'm like, McNair. Oh, you mean East Coast. All right, yeah, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I know some people had yeah, definitely heard it being called the co-ed, but, you know, all of the halls were co-ed by the time I was there, so you couldn't really call it that anymore.
Yes, I'm not really sure when they changed that. I mean, I left there in 92, it was still co-ed, so I know I, went by there many times, but I guess I never paid attention.
Yeah, I never, I was there in 2004, so sometime between then. But, yeah, I was a Wadsworth guy, so I was there until I moved into a house in Hancock.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody did up there. You stayed there for the year that they required you to, and then you got a place with your buddies off campus somewhere. Much cheaper.
Yeah, I think I did 2 years in the hall, and then I did 2 years in that house, and it was kind of nice because the family bought a cottage so that, you know, when their kid went there, he had a place to stay, so they would rent it out during the school year, and, you know, they'd give you the lease for the school year, so you weren't paying for lease for the summertime when you weren't there, so it was kind of nice because they wanted to use it as a cottage over the summer, so. It was kind of nice, but after I got a girlfriend and they started charging me for having her over and all sorts of stuff, it just, and then I was only going to be there for half a year, they just decided not to let me do that.
Charging for the girlfriend, yeah, I've heard that story before. Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, they were trying to make it so that if you had overnight guests, you had to pay a fee and, you know, to make up for the extra utilities they would use. And if you wanted to use the garage, you had to pay a fee. And it was just kind of, you know, it wasn't bad the first year, but the second year out there, it just got to be more of a hassle than it was worth.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Oh man, there's the drunk guy just run off the road. Holy shit. He almost put his van in the ditch. He was in the dirt.
Yeah, that'll happen at this time. Yeah, bars closed a half an hour ago, so everybody's trying to stumble their way home.
Yeah, he literally just run that van off into way off the side of the road and into the shoulder. He took out one of the little reflector markers on the side of the freeway and then brought himself back into the regular lane. Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe this is a bad time of day to be on the road.
Yeah, how much longer you got? might need to pay a little more attention.
Well, I'm approaching the Zilwaukee here. Actually, I'm gonna get off right now, and there's a car wash right here. My car's been trashed. There's a whole QP now that it's stopped raining and. Someone get off and wash my car here. But yeah, good chatting with you. I think I've talked to you before. My name's Ken here. This is KFA-EYL. And I'll be clear on your final.
Yep, I'm pretty sure we have. You live up in kind of by me, I believe. Right by Bertrand.
Yeah, I'm in Birch Run, that's right.
Yeah, we've talked before. Did IT at Chrysler before too. Say 7-3, I should probably get to bed sometime today.
You and me both. I'm almost home here, so. Yeah, get some sleep. Can't be a while.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike, Zulu monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8CFH Mobile, listening.
W8CFH, I think. W8YRC, how you doing?
W8YRC, good afternoon. My name is Randy, over here in Gladwin. Doing pretty good, thank you. How about yourself and the name?
Yeah, our name is Mike, and we're in Lapeer, south of you, of course, but, just waiting for spring to come back.
Mike, hold on a second. I must be in a dead spot here, because I don't think, I didn't copy all that, but, that you were in Lapeer, I heard that, and I heard your name. But it seems like I'm running into a dead spot.
Yeah, you're getting a little fuzzy there, but I can hear you. But just waiting for spring to come back. Looks like next week it's supposed to warm back up again.
I'm with you. I had to run out and get a few groceries here, and it's still freezing. Not a good thing. Lapeer used to be one of my favorite places to hang out. Used to go over there hunting a lot. Having a good time.
real good. Yeah, I got, well, relatives up there in Harrison area and all over. But, it works. I need to, get back up there in that neighborhood and, see what's up. I used to go to Harrison, like, every day, well, drove semi.
Okay, I'm dropping out a lot, Mike, and I don't want to leave you hanging, so let me check out of here before we just are talking to ourselves. Thank you for giving me the call back. Stop by when you're visiting relatives. now I forgot the call. DYC-WACFH.
All right, take care, Randy. 73-WAYRC. Look here.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WHCMN,
repeater in Guilford.
Monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KD8SEV, we're mobile east of us. CF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring.
This is K8EPL Mobile.
K8FCV monitoring and mobile.
Mobile station, this is K8EPL Mobile. How you doing today?
Well, I'm still on the snowy side of the ground, Roger.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm doing all right today. Just on my way home from picking up some dinner, and gonna be home here in about 5 minutes or so. But just I heard you, and I just thought I'd come back and let you know that you were heard. K8EPL Mobile.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yep, I'm up here by the Coast Guard station in Chicago. I was just taking a little ride. Had to get out of the cabin. My little flat screen TV took a poo-poo. And apparently I was spending too much time on it. Back to you.
Understood. You're coming in pretty darn good from East Tawas. I'm down here in the Flint area, and just heading home, like I said, heading home with some dinner. I got some pizza and some pop, and I'm going to have a good dinner tonight.
Aye, copy that. Well, that sounds like a best Saturday night you could ever have, Roger.
Oh yeah, I can't ask for a better Saturday night. Well, I guess I could ask for one thing. That would be some football, but that's done for the season.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, my nephew used to play for the Green Bay Packers there, and when his contract was up, I pretty much just quit watching football.
Oh, I definitely understand for sure.
Kind of like the NASCAR thing, you know. After, I used to watch it religiously back in the 80s and early 90s. And even after Dale Earnhardt was killed, it was, and they used to watch the WWF. And it just, everything just got so stupid. It was just, oh, come on, guys. Now, check out of there. And I guess it might have something to do with my age. So I'm going to be 62 next month, and don't really have too many more cares to give, Roger. Well, Lake Huron.
Oh, I totally understand that. Yeah, I'm getting up there myself,
wow.
So I hear you. I hear you. Anyway, I'm pretty much home. I'm going to stay my 73s here, and I'm going to get in the house and eat.
Just copy that. Oh man, look at this, Barry. Okay, 73 to you. K8SEV will be clear of monitoring.
K8EPL is also clear.
November 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. KB8HIK N4DBR. KB8HIK, Bernie, if you can hear me, make sure you've got your tone turned on the radio. Otherwise, you won't open the repeater, as far as I know. N4DBR. Bernie, if you're listening, I'll go back to the Midland repeater and you can tell me what's going on here. This is N4DBR. I'll be clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8FSM, KD8IWS. KD8IWS clear.
KF8CLL, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.